During World War I, a young poet named Alan Seeger served in the trenches on the Western Front. Seeger wrote about the boredom and horror of war, and about the privilege of dying for a noble cause. He came from a family of artists and storytellers. His nephew is Pete Seeger, the folk singer. Seeger remembers the family stories about his uncle Alan and can recite some of his poetry from memory. Here's an excerpt of Pete Seeger talking about his family, his uncle, and the poem he wrote about dying in battle.
Well, as many people know, there are sometimes extreme differences of opinion within one family. During the Civil War, there were families where one son went to fight with the Union forces, another went to fight with the Confederate forces. In the case of my father, he was kind of a pacifist and made speeches against imperialist war during World War I. He had a good job as a professor at Berkeley. My mother said, "Why can't you keep your mouth shut? You're not going to be drafted, not with your bad eyes and two children." He said, "Well, you have to speak out. That's the duty of a citizen." His younger brother, Alan, had gone to Paris a few years earlier. He'd wanted to be a poet and figured Paris was the place to go to. And he'd fallen in love there, not just with a girl, but he'd fallen in love with La Paris and La France. And when the Germans invaded in 1914, he didn't wait but a few days, walked down the street and joined the French Foreign Legion. My father feels he saw the seamy, terrible realities of war before he was killed in 1916. He was mowed down by a German machine gun while charging up a slope. Well, about 6 months before he died, he wrote a poem, which is probably his best poem, although some of the others are kind of nice. He was writing a column for the New Republic magazine, a little short piece on what it was like to be a soldier in France, digging trenches and all sorts of boring things, but also seeing a friend right beside him suddenly cut down by a sniper's bullet. But he writes this poem, "I have a rendezvous with death at some disputed barricade, when spring comes back with rustling shade and apple blossoms fill the air. I have a rendezvous with death when spring brings back blue days and fair. It may be he shall take my hand and lead me into his dark land and close my eyes and quench my breath. It may be I shall pass him still. I have a rendezvous with death on some scarred slope of battered hill, when spring comes north again next year and the first meadow flowers appear. God knows 'twere better to be pillowed deep and scented down, pulse nigh to pulse and breath to breath, where love throbs out in blissful sleep and hushed awakenings are dear. But I have a rendezvous with death at midnight in some flaming town, when spring trips north again next year. And I to my pledged word am true. I shall not fail my rendezvous."
Folk singer Pete Seeger reciting the poem "I Have a Rendezvous with Death," written during World War I by his uncle Alan Seeger. Seeger's recollection is from the public radio program The Telling Takes Us Home, a series of American family stories.